My name is Archbishop Edward Tamba Charles, the Archbishop of Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Archbishop, what the discussion is on the number 3 of Amoris Laetitia. What can you suggest?
Yes, reading that particular paragraph for the first time, I was tempted to ask whether we were not going down the road of situation ethics and therefore moral relativism, you know, the church in Italy doing one thing, deciding one thing, the church in Sierra Leone or in Nigeria deciding on their own thing. But then a careful reading of that particular paragraph tells us about going towards the fullness of truth in the about the mystery of Christ and being guided by the Holy Spirit. So I think though the Holy Father was very careful to compose that document so as to forestall any misinterpretation. It's not just a question of free for all. Besides, when a local church proposes a solution, say to a problem in marriage, you discuss it with the other bishops of the conference who are familiar with the cultural situation, and you also enter into dialogue with the other bodies, so it's not in isolation. So there's no question of moral relativism here. Besides, we know the church has always taught hierarchy of truths. There are certain truths that are untouchable, and therefore there's no question of saying we change it or teach it in a different way in my local church, no. But when you talk about pastoral situations like marriage, how marriage is to be celebrated, for example, then there is room for adaptation. And we bishops in Africa, I include myself now, but the bishops before me, I followed their interventions at synods in Rome. They always talked about inculturation, about being given the opportunity to inculturate the faith. And I think the Spirit has guided the church towards that direction through Pope Francis to give us the opportunity now to be creative in our process of inculturation, not only translating hymns or composing local hymns, but even on pastoral issues pertaining to marriage, to be a little bit more creative, of course, in dialogue with the other churches. So,
in a few words, how can you describe the situation of families in your nation now?
Yes, I would say it is complex. We are a country in Africa, but we are also influenced by global cultural trends, currents. And so we have a lot of broken marriages now. Catholics who get married and within a very short time, the marriages break down. There are also marriages that are stable, you know, lasting. We have a situation of what we call single parents. Sometimes young people, they become pregnant and they have to take care of the family. So we have situation there. It's a very complex situation. But there is generally the willingness to get married. In fact, next week Saturday, I am going to celebrate a wedding of one young girl, you know. She's been after me. She did it in such a way to convince me as to put it on my Episcopal ordination anniversary, which is on the Feast of St. Matthias, Saturday, you know, 14th of May. So I have to be there to celebrate it. So this document, to me, is providential. It has come at the right time, especially its emphasis on pastoral accompaniment of young couples, those who are married for the first few years. In all spheres of life, there is what you call apprenticeship. When a priest is ordained newly, you don't just throw him into a parish, no? You put him under the guidance of a more experienced priest so that he can learn. A doctor does, they call it housemanship, you know? It's under an experienced doctor. Young lawyer does what you call pupillage, you know, under an experienced lawyer, he learns, even though he's got a document, he's got a title, but he has to learn the practice. So that's what the church wants us to do, and to accompany our young couples, you know, in those early years of their married life, perhaps even with the help of people who are already in the married life, for many years, those whose marriages have succeeded and they could be examples for young people. So that's how I see it. This document has affirmed that, you know. So I'm very grateful to Pope Francis for giving us an instrument of pastoral care for family and married life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So you've got it. You've got...